potentially meet someone who can become gold in your life from a date, and you can lose that person after the first or second date. Why? Because you were in good date company, or you didn't do things that were in your power to do. There are certain tips that we should know that can help us have good dates with people and go as far as nurturing and keeping good relationships after these dates. I'll be sharing these tips with you in this video today. My name is Fawn Peter, and right here on this channel, I give you tips and lessons that I have used to make my life better and happier in the hopes that I can help you too. The tips I'm about to give you apply to both guys and girls alike. This is not a thing that is just for guys. Sometimes we go on dates and we ruin them because we're bad company or whatever the case may be. And we lose people that could have been very beneficial and loving and caring to us in life generally. And this is not just about having romantic relationships or being in a relationship with a person. This is also about having people that you can know for a long time and you have good relationships with them. Tip number one, have a plan. If you're about to go on a date with someone, have a plan. Rather than say, when are we gonna link up, or when can I see you, you say, how about we go out for dinner Friday night, or I have an event I would love to go to with you, or would you like to go to the beach on Friday? I'm free on Tuesday, do you want to go to the movies? Have a plan. This plan will not always work out, especially if the person doesn't want to see you, but it's better to have a plan. At least you seem like a serious person and it gives you more of a direction. And even if someone didn't really want to go out, maybe it could inspire someone to decide to just go out and have some fun time with you. However, no matter what you do and no matter how many plans you have, if a person doesn't want to see you or doesn't want to hang out with you, the person will not come through. It's as simple as that. But the moment you have a plan, it makes things easier, you seem more serious. And this is not just about relationships or boy girl relationships, this is about your friends too. Hey, let's go to a movie. Hey, I have a seminar. Have a plan. It gives more definition to that date. It sets more grounds for the conversation, for the feeling, for the relationship, for understanding, for conversation. Have a plan. Number two, ask and respect what he or she wants. When you decide to go on a date or an outing with a person, ask what the person wants, ask what the person likes, ask what the person would rather do, ask how the person feels, ask the person questions, you know. And when the person tells you what he or she wants or would rather do, please respect it, stick to it. You don't take a girl or a guy out to dinner and the person says, I do not like alcohol, and you pressurize the person to just drink some alcohol to make you feel better and comfortable because you don't want to be drinking alone. Either you drink alone or you stash your alcohol somewhere, because you took this person out on a date. It is your job to make the person feel comfortable. If the person doesn't want to eat or doesn't want to have something, stay away from that thing. It doesn't mean the person is going to do anything to you. It's just about respecting your company, respecting the person you are hosting. So learn to ask what the person wants first and respect that. Don't just go to a place with someone and then just go ahead and order what you think the person should want. It's ridiculous. Ask a person what he or she wants before you provide it, and respect what he or she wants. Number three, be real, for goodness sakes. Be yourself, unapologetically yourself. If you are a nasty human being, I'm sorry, you're going to lose people, you're going to have horrible dates, but still, be yourself. Rather than be fake, how about you work on yourself, work on getting better, becoming a better person, and having better dates and relationships and conversations with people. But regardless, be yourself. A lot of people can see through fakeness. They can see when you're being a different person. They can tell, they can smell it. And even if they can't, in time, it will all come to light. So learn to be yourself. Don't be fake. Don't pretend. Don't act like you are something you're not. Just be yourself. If that person wants to come back another time, fine. If that person doesn't want to, fine. It's not left to you at that point. Your duty is to be yourself and let that person see who you are. And if that person enjoys your company, wants to get to know you more, then that will happen. Number four, stick to your capabilities. If you don't have money to take someone to a five-star restaurant, don't. If you don't have a flashy, beautiful car, don't use one. Don't borrow one. Stick to what you have. Let the person see you for who you are, for what you have. If the person doesn't want to go on a date, fine, the person won't. But if the person does and goes on that date, the person appreciates, you know, is comfortable, is happy that he actually at least knows the real you. Always ask people that you understand or you feel will be comfortable with your capabilities. Don't go take the richest girl out who you think is not going to want to go to your meager restaurant with you and cause yourself embarrassment. Stick to your capabilities. Number five, give your attention. That is one of the most important things people do not get. When you go on a date, drop your phone. Stop pressing your phones and being on social media and doing all the things you could do at that moment. Sometimes work comes in the way. Sometimes a call here or there you have to take, you have to go away for a minute. That's understandable. But ultimately, give that person your attention. Listen to that person. Actually talk to that person. Actually be there, be present, be with that person. Give that person your attention. That outing, that moment, that time is to understand yourself, to relate, to converse, to spend time with that person, not to be on your phone or chat with your friends. Or if you come out with your friends, it's not about having all the fun time with your friends and ignoring that person. You ask the person out on a date. So it's important you guys relate and spend some time together and understand and have fun with yourselves. So give your attention to that person. Do not be on your phone all through the time. Those are the tips that I have found that on my date I use, and it actually goes a long way. You see, people actually feel happy and comfortable going out with you, and I understand that so many people will want other people to do that with them. If you have extra tips, if you have more tips, please share with me in the comment section. I'd love to know them. And remember, you can subscribe to this channel if you like the content. You can also like and share this to your family and friends. And for more similar content from me, check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, on Google and Apple Podcasts. See you next week.